Good Friday. Today is November the 28th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it's the day after Thanksgiving. Hopefully, everybody had a great day. We're going to take some time now and talk about Christmas trees. Fresh-cut Christmas trees in particular from your local Christmas tree growers. Things to consider as you make your selection and prepare for the holiday season. We'll be back with that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning as it's that time of year again, the day after Thanksgiving. We hope everybody had an enjoyable day celebrating with family and friends, or if yours is continuing today or through the weekend, that you are safe and have a good time with all involved. Well, we like to talk about Christmas trees, fresh cut Christmas trees this time of year. We work our way up to the holidays, and with that, we always get information from OhioChristmasTree.org. That's the homepage of the Ohio Christmas Tree Association, where it features a lot of great information about cutting fresh trees, as well as a Christmas tree farm finder where you can locate the closest farm members in the Ohio Christmas Tree Association to where you live with a simple map, and just a lot of good information about trees in general, how to select them, how to cut them, and how to preserve them throughout the holiday season. We're also going to talk quite a bit about some of the different species of trees that you can select the right one for your home. But first off, we want to get that information out about some of the big things when selecting a tree that you need to keep in mind this time of year, as we always sometimes have our eyes get bigger than our stomachs when it comes to Thanksgiving, and our eyes get bigger than our ceilings when it comes to where we put the Christmas tree. So the first thing we need to do is really measure that space where the tree is going to go in our home. When we do that, both the width of the doors and also the height of the ceiling, most tree farms are trimmed to an 80% taper. So what that means is if a tree is 10 foot tall at the top, it's going to be about 8 foot wide at the bottom. And so trying to get that to fit in a room could be challenging, and even if you do get it to fit, that's quite a bit of floor space it takes up as well. So you want to make sure you measure your ceiling height. You want to make sure you measure the width of your doors so you have plenty of room to get that in. Remember, when you're out in the field looking at trees on a tree farm, the sky is your ceiling, and so they appear much shorter than they do once you get them in the house. Now, if you're going after fresh-cut trees, then you know that tree will be fresh and it should last a little longer, but it's encouraged once you get it home, if you don't bring it in the home right away and set it up, that you do have it in a garage or a cool space and have a fresh cut put at the bottom of that tree so you can put it in a bucket of water or whatever the tree stand is, that it begins to take in water. That will help keep it fresh and alive. If you happen to be buying a pre-cut tree, whether it's at a tree farm or you go to a big box store that sells them, a good idea to, when you get at home, put a fresh cut across the bottom as well. That opens that vascular tissue back up to take in water, and then again, keep it in a cool space and put it in a bucket of water until you're ready to bring it in the home and set it up. We'll talk more about Christmas trees next week, but until then, stay tuned because we'll have more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to pivot now, still talk about Christmas trees, but talk about the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree as its arrival in Washington, D.C. brings the transformation process for being a lighted symbol of the holiday season in our nation's capital. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
A tourist at the U.S. Capitol grounds Friday, in the case of Silver Bell, a very special guest.
There's going to be a ceremony and some speeches, and then she'll be lifted up and displayed proudly on the west lawn of the Capitol building.
Christy Buckley of the U.S. Forest Service in Nevada, among the delegation that traveled from the Silver State cross-country with this year's U.S. Capitol Christmas tree, nicknamed Silver Bell. The tree's arrival at the Capitol Friday morning signaled the start of work by the architect of the Capitol to prepare and decorate the tree for the December 2nd tree lighting ceremony.
A young man, a fourth grader from Virginia City named Grady Armstrong, he was the one who won the statewide essay contest, and he'll be able to read his essay at the ceremony. There'll be some speeches, and then it'll be the big 3-2-1, and all the lights will finally light up. It's kind of the culmination of this whole project.
More details about this year's U.S. Capitol Christmas tree can be found online at www.uscapitalchristmastree.com. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.